it seems that we have failed of late in distinguishing when to be kind and when to be combative. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, David begins by showing kindness, but the story ends in a war when the enemy attempts to strip the Israelite men of their religious core and dignity. I believe the same thing could be said about today. There is an all-out assault against the family. It's no longer subtle. It's as blatant and shameful as the stripping of clothes off of someone. And if you are not willing to stand and fight for the sake of your beliefs and for the sake of your family, then shame on you, and prepare yourself for the consequences of the enemy having full access to your family. But the glory of the gospel is that we have had someone fight on our behalf and who has guaranteed victory for us, has already won, so that we can fight today in the knowledge and in the understanding of the victory that we already have in Him. As you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our national change makers in El Salvador. And also remember the Igbo Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria.